This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
David Pastrnak after the Bruins 3-2 win over the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis, talking to our own Razor Raycroft there. I don't know if you saw in that game, Razor predicted that comeback. In the second intermission, he's like, you know what? I saw a comeback in this game. And then they scored three straight goals in the third period. That's amazing.
Well, I don't know if he believed it.
Doesn't matter. He still called it.
Because he said something like, no better way than a three-goal comeback win or something like that.
Yeah.
I saw that hit, and I was like, homer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
I was mocking him in my chair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then who's laughing now? Anyways, David Pastrnak there talking about the shoot-first mentality that not only he, but guys like Charlie McAvoy and others, I think, are trying to embrace here. And they better embrace it quick because they got the Dallas Stars tonight in Dallas, a team that put them right in their place in the middle of that three-game losing skid earlier on in the season, where they lost to Utah, Nashville, and then Dallas back at home. 5-2 was the tune they lost there. And that was right around the time where the seat for Monty was getting real hot. And then they play Toronto. It's 3-3 in overtime. Marchand scores the game winner, and the seat cools right back down, followed by back-to-back losses after that. And we've sort of ridden the roller coaster ever since then. Actually, since those two losses to Philly and Carolina, the Bruins have won four out of their last six. They have 18 points. That's five behind Florida for tops in the Atlantic Division. They're also four behind Toronto, so they're in third place in the Atlantic right now at 8-7-2. Certainly not anything to be overly proud of, but it may have given Montgomery a little bit of breathing room, or maybe it didn't, depending on who you ask. I think this is another one of those games tonight where if the Bruins go out there and get smoked, then we're going to be having the same conversation again, and I wonder how many times we can have this conversation before something happens.
Absolutely. First of all, I think Pasta and the Bruins may have been listening to our program, because point number one of Bridget's three-point plan that really only had one point.
The one-point plan, yes.
Was shoot the puck and put it in the back of the net.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was her very simple. And, well, I'll be damned it worked. So, good job, Bridget. They're listening to you. They're putting it in action on the ice, which might put you one step ahead of Monty in terms of the pecking order with the Bruins. I do wonder, the way you just articulated it, how many times can we have this conversation? So, Scoops Keefe, he's on the hot seat,
mm-hmm.
unless he turns it around. Has he turned it around? They're a playoff team right now.
Yeah, four out of your last six is turning it around.
Okay,
that's
off the hot seat.
Well, not necessarily.
Not so fast, my friend.
Right. I mean, that's the beginning of a turnaround. I don't know if they've officially turned it around, but I mean, I think, you know, winning four out of six is with some bad losses sprinkled in there. I mean, it's not like they're going off and reeling off a crazy win streak. And I think that when you think of the Bruins and you think of them playing well, it's better than four out of six. You know, like that's sort of the point. Winning four out of six has been so foreign to them this year. They have only won back-to-back games twice all season. So this is an unusual start for the Bruins. And I think that nature of that and how the starts they usually get off to is what's got the Jacobs all hot and bothered and Neely all hot and bothered and everybody sort of turning and looking at Montgomery, because in part those guys don't want to admit the failures they had in the offseason and putting this team together, but also because this is not Bruins hockey. You know, you don't get off to slow starts in Boston. It just doesn't happen.
So let me ask you a question. If they had given him a 2-year extension in June, would we have ever had any of these conversations? Would the same exact everything else?
No.
Right? So the
He'd get at least until, you know, three quarters of the season. You know, like if it was really bad and it seemed like they were going to miss the playoffs, then maybe they would have done something. But, yeah, they've created this conversation this early in the year.
It's weird. He's a lame duck coach without an extension, but you're still firing him.
Right.
And firing somebody means they're under contract.
Yeah.
So because he has a half a season left on his contract, we're going to fire him. If he had a year and a half, 2.5 years, we wouldn't fire him. Despite the same malaise, despite the same losses, it's just a weird status for him as a guy who's had two very good regular seasons, who won a playoff series a year ago. And I would also question, let's just say they split with the Panthers in that first week. Would that have changed anything? Or let's just say they win at Florida to open the season. Does that change the feel? Even if you end up in the same spot, you're third in the Atlantic.
Yeah, 8-7-2, if you had beaten Florida both of those games, if those were two of your wins. Or even just one of them, sure. Yeah, that changes a lot.
It's so
crazy. It does, yeah.
The fine line that he is walking right now with his career as the head coach of the Boston Bruins. And I don't think it's done. I absolutely agree with you that they are one horrific game away from an axe falling.
Yep.
And I just...
I thought that Ottawa game might be the horrific game with the axe falling. But, you know, they bounced back from that, beat St. Louis, and here we go. You got Dallas, who's a good team and who kicked your ass a couple weeks ago. Let's see. Maybe this is the horrific game. But, again, when you've won 4 out of 6, the horrific game, even if you have a bad game mixed in between there, what kind of scale are we grading them on at this point?
I don't know. That's my that's my point. Their scale. And, like, do they already know? Do they already know who the next person is? Do they already know who they're promoting, bringing up, whatever?
I would think so.
Because once you know that, it's like...
Scoops Keith knows that the seat's hot, then I imagine they know who the next guy's going
to
be.
So that makes it weird to me, too. It's like if you think about getting divorced, well, feel like you're already going down the road of divorce, right?
Right.
Like once you've crossed that, or you think about retiring, the old one from Parcells, once you think about retiring, you're pretty much already retired. It's just when you make it official. So they've kind of already fired Montgomery in their mind.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel that way?
It does, kind of, yeah.
And then it's just keeps being delayed by, it's not the time, it's not the time, it's not the time. Well, maybe it's the time.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very early in the season.
Yes.
You're coming off of not a bad showing last year. It's not like you embarrassed yourself. You lost to the Stanley Cup champions, and you gave them a decent little series there. I mean, I don't know. It could have been better, I guess. But, yeah, coming into the season, it wasn't like, okay, Monty, if you don't get off to a great start, you're out of here. But it was bad enough. And those two losses to Florida just set the season off. Such a bad step. And people yelled at me, it's too early to say that, Arcan. No, it isn't. Not for someone like Monty, it's not. Those two games were important.
Yep.
And they got humiliated in those games.
Absolutely.
Come on. That's a bad way to start the year. And they haven't really picked themselves up off the ice yet. You know, they're over 500, and that's fine. And they're still hanging around because they're not one of the bad teams
team
in the league. But they're a middling 500-ish team.
Right.
Which is, I think, everybody had higher hopes than that.
I guess I just
certainly did.
I just feel like they've started pulling the Band-Aid off just very slowly, and it's pulling one hair at a time, and then they pause, and they pull another hair at a time. Because, like, if you had to bet right now, is he the coach of the Bruins come playoff time?
No.
Okay, same.
I'd bet no.
I'd bet no, too. So then what are we waiting for? And no disrespect to him. I'm not trying to run
him
out of
town. And I might even say I want him to not be the coach
at
that point. It's just the way things are going and the things that we've heard, and it just sort of seems like, yeah. And there's been no contract offer or anything. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. By the way, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say play 93.7 WEEI. We will return with some more Patriots talk. The Crafts may be unhappy with what's going on here with Drake May. We'll revisit what it is that they expected. We'll go behind the glass with Stiz and see what he's got for us today. And odds and ends coming up as well with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Quick break. We're right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.